You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. One film Baruch Porras Hernandez liked to watch as a child was The Last Unicorn. He'd watch it over and over. He loved unicorns. And for his parents, that was a problem. In the San Francisco StoryCorps booth, Hernandez talks about his childhood obsession and how his love for unicorns taught him to embrace his own eccentricities.
I've always been a very, strange kid. I would watch The Last Unicorn on a loop.
I am the only unicorn there is. The last?
My parents owned the first video rental store in Toluca. It started in the living room. My father loves movies. And then we opened up an actual video rental store. So I had walls and walls of children's movies to pick from. And I remember watching The Last Unicorn and telling all of my cousins that I was probably a unicorn in a past life. I realized when I was watching The Neverending Story probably for the 100th time, and I knew at age 5 that I wanted to run away with Atreyu and marry him or kiss him. When my mom came into the living room, I looked up at her and I said, "I want to make out with Atreyu." So she bent down and took my hand and said, "You know, Baruch, Atreyu is a boy." And I remember just being confused for a second and looking at her like, "Oh, I know he's a boy, but I want to kiss him." And then my mother, I just remember seeing her look really sad. And it's a look that I saw, probably, I still see it now. This look of panic / sadness / anger / I don't want to hurt my son with the reality of what he's saying. In the really probably foolish way, I would be you're not going to change me. I was a unicorn once. My aunt once was talking, I heard her talking to my parents and telling them, "You keep talking about going to the U.S., maybe you should, because it'll be harder for him if you guys stay here." So we came here, somehow ended up living in Albany. So that's kind of where I grew up after growing up in Mexico. It was kind of a haven at first. When the Little Mermaid movie came out, I knew all the lyrics to that song, and all the boys would hide that they knew all the lyrics to Part of Your World.
Wish I could be part of that world.
That was, that was me also loving anything gay. So at school, even though I didn't speak English really well, I would stand on benches and sing it with all the girls, and I knew the song better. And one kid told me that he didn't like boys, but he was okay with me being in love with him. And that was our little secret for a while. That was lovely. I just was like, "By the way, I was a unicorn in a past life, and I'm in love with you." And he said, "Okay." And we just kept playing. And it's so popular to like unicorns now, I almost keep it to myself. It's become this strange cultural pop cliche that, and of course I get grumpy and I just say to my partner, "I liked unicorns when they weren't cool." You could get beat up for liking them.